Welcome to Basketball Colorado, and today we're going to look at the Larry Brunson region for the 4A state playoffs round two. And we had the number one overall seed in the tournament, Pueblo South, taking on Conifer at one, Montrose and Centaurus taking place at one, and Evergreen and Greeley Central at six, and Valor and Vista Peak at 7 p.m. Probably the most competitive game of this day will be between either Montrose and Centaurus or Valor and Vista Peak. We look at the three top seeds in this, Pueblo South, Evergreen, and Valor. Those names have been in the top 10 all season or really close to it. So let's dive in to the games themselves. We'll first look at South and Conifer. Conifer's got their first playoff win in somewhere like a decade the other night against on Wednesday. They're led by Mark Studer, who's doing pretty much everything for Conifer. And then Marcel Barbie, Jeremy Cody, they're the main players at South. They're not the only players, but those are the two that have the biggest effect on their games. If Barbie's playing well, then I don't see Conifer really sticking around in this game. You know, if they want to stay in this one, the Lobos will need to be very secure with the ball, take smart shots, and keep the Colts off the boards. They can control those two things, they could have a shot. Our next game we'll look at here is between Montrose and Centaurus, another game starting at 1 o'clock. When we look at this game, Centaurus really wasn't expected to beat Elizabeth in the first round. They're only 9-15 on the year. Meanwhile, Montrose has been on the Western Slope and have gone 17-6 this season. We look at Montrose first. Cade Terrell, Connor Imus, they're the ones that lead Montrose. And then Centaurus has Owen Kuntz and Quinn Rubin and Nate Total. So I think this one here is just I think the records are a little deceiving, and it's going to be a close game. I think the travel might get to Centaurus a little bit. Jackson Hayslip and Samuel Perez lead Greeley Central tonight as they go to Evergreen and take on Bridger Tinney and Chase Rogers of the Cougars. This game could be closer than some people feel, as Greeley Central, they play well together and they've already had one upset this playoff season. This one tonight is all about Evergreen coming out and being focused. I think if they can just come out and dominate from the start, they should have an easy time. But if they allow Greeley Central to stay in the game and be there at the end, then it could be a problem for Evergreen. The last game of the night is Valor and Vista Peak at Valor. Game starts at 7 p.m. Both teams are led by senior guards. Vista Peak by Teray Johnson and Valor by Jeremy Randall. Jaquan Roberts and Roger Rosengarten lead the respective teams in the paint. But the wild card, Valor's junior guard, Hunter Skapich. The 6-foot junior guard is a 1,000-point career scorer and has done very well at Valor this season. Athletic and can shoot the three, he could determine the fate of today's game. This game, though, will also be decided by turnovers. Vista Peak tends to play fast and can sometimes get a little erratic with the ball. If Valor can take advantage of those turnovers, Valor should win. If Vista Peak takes care of the ball and they hit their threes and they can control the paint, then they have an awfully good shot of knocking off Valor. Thanks for joining our preview of the Larry Brunson region of the 4A Boys State Basketball Tournament, Round 2. Everyone have a good day.